This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this was an interesting survey. I like to watch a lot of employee-employer relations and work-related news because the majority of us work. And we spend more of our life at work than we do at home. Notice I really don't talk a lot about relationships with our kids and, you know, that kind of stuff because we hardly see our kids. We see our bosses or our employees, or our co-workers, a hell of a lot more. And interestingly, with this study, they found that two-thirds of workers think they could do a much better job than their boss. And 54% in this poll felt they had no prospect of career progression, meaning they don't think they were going to, you know, be able to progress in their career. 1 in 5 said they planned to set up their own shop. And so, this is kind of interesting. You know, we have a horrible recession. The recession stunk. We were given jobs that many of us were overqualified to do. But we took the job. And we took the job of 3-4 people. And we had to, after years of working at a company or working in an industry, have to reprove ourselves. People had to fight for customers. People had to fight for their job, they had to fight for raises, they had to just fight for their salary. So that was very, very frustrating from a psychological standpoint. Okay, because we thought if we busted our butts for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, that would pay off. And instead, we had to start from scratch and then compete with millennials. And so we, you know, we got an attitude, some of us. Now, the economy is better. Now we feel like we have a little bit of a voice. We feel like, you know, I don't have to put up with this job. Take this job and shove it. I could leave if I want to. And so now we're going to start seeing a little bit more data and research on how people really think about their jobs. Whereas a few years back, it's like, you know what, I'll take what I could get. I'm not going to, just don't give me that survey. I'll just lie and say I'm happy because we were scared. Now we're not scared. Now we're a little frustrated. We're a little ticked. And so now we're seeing how people really, really feel. And a lot of people think they work for people who are less adequate than they are. Or they think that they should be the boss. Or they think that they should be working in a better position than they are. And I guess this was a poll of 1,500 full-time workers. So, how many of you guys are in that position where you are working for an idiot? Or you're like, I could do this better. I would be very frustrated. I don't feel that way where I am. I don't want to run a network. Okay? I love exactly where I am. I'd rather be the host. I do not want to run the network. I work in a university. I do not want to run a medical school. I just want to teach. And that's very odd for me because I usually have aspirations of becoming bigger and better and bigger and better. But that doesn't mean going up a corporate ladder. To me, that means doing what I do and increasing the radius and increasing the radius. So for me, I've never a threat at work. I've never been a threat because I don't want anybody else's job. The job I want is the job I have. I'm good. I want to be on the microphone. I don't want to be behind the microphone. No. So nobody has to worry about me going after their job. I mean, unless they're also behind the microphone or whatever, but I don't want their job. They can be on the microphone and do their thing. I just want my microphone bigger, resonating farther. That's what I want. So I'm good. I'm not a threat to anybody. Okay? I'm good there. Do I think I could do some people's jobs a little better? I don't. I don't think that. I'll just give my opinion, help them do their job better, and say, you know what, you might want to think about this, 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 and this. And then I'll walk away. Now, that could tick some people off, but they know I don't want their job. I'm like, all right, that's a good idea. But for many of you who see that person and the bottom of their shoe on your forehead keeping you down, that's going to brew, and that's going to get frustrating. And it gets even more frustrating when you see other people go out on their own and make it. I mean, eBay. You know how cool that would have been to come up with eBay? Young guys did that. Young guys came up with Facebook. People younger than you come up with ideas, make them happen, and become wealthy beyond anyone's wildest dreams. And here you are, working your 8-to-5. So things are going to change. You're going to have a lot more people wanting to be ingenious. You're going to have, you know, in the olden days, some people would have an idea, they try to make it work, they'd have their own shop, whatever. The rest of people are like, you know what, I'm going to play it safe. I'm just going to get my job, going to get my, I'm going to get my salary, my check, get my benefits, and keep my head low. But not this generation. And I'm not talking about the generation of millennials or baby boomers. Talk about this day and age, we're seeing that working a job and just doing the whole 9-to-5 or 8-to-5 or 6-to-6, I'm more of a 6-to-6 kind of gal, doing that kind of a job doesn't get you anywhere. And you're going to have to switch trains. And so for those of us that go, whoa, this isn't where I want to be later, and knowing that wherever we are right now can be gone the next presidency or the next time we have a recession, we have more of an urge to get up and do something. I mean, the olden days, like, well, you know, let's get a house. We'll have that house for 30, 40, 50 years. We'll have a job for 30, 40, 50 years, retire, we'll be fine. No. Things are going to be drastically different in 2 years, in 4 years. And many of us know that. And we're edgy. So whether this poll or not is something you want to believe in, I think you need to look at yourself where you are right now. And even if you want to be in that exact same place in the next few years, you need to start thinking about that you may not be able to. And then what's your plan B? And that has a whole, that's why we're a whole new generation of thinkers going, you know what, I better come up with another idea because I'm going to be out of a job in a few years. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains. themed in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So earlier this week, we found out that Kate Brosnahan-Spade, who I guess had a handbag line, she was a designer, had hung herself in an apparent suicide on Tuesday in her Manhattan apartment. Police had responded after 10 a.m. after Spade was found by her housekeeper. Poor housekeepers. They always seem to find the suicides or the murders, and because they're the only ones that come into the house, and wow. I can't tell you how many people must be traumatized by that. So, a suicide note was found on the scene. She addressed her daughter in the note. Spade's husband was also referenced in the note. And she was only 55 years old. She had started Kate Spade, New York in 1993, opened up her first shop in the city 3 years later. Apparently was a successful designer. I don't know much about designers, so I wouldn't be able to recognize her work. She looked very young for her age. She was in her 50s, and she ended up, I guess, having 140 retail shops and outlet stores across the U.S., 174 stores internationally. So she apparently made a huge brand. In 1999, she and her husband, Andy Spade, sold 56% of the brand to Neiman Marcus for $33.6 million. Liz Claiborne later acquired the company in 2007. So, and then I guess Coach announced plans to buy Kate Spade for $2.4 billion. Unfortunately, she succumbed to depression. Some people have been discussing maybe it was marital issues, maybe it was bipolar. And unfortunately, she killed herself. If she did have bipolar, we talked about how people with bipolar are some of the most talented people on this earth. And we see that in actors and singers and painters and composers, etc. And so when you look at somebody who could design and then build a store and then build an empire that ends up getting consumed by huge companies for millions and billions of dollars, that person had some gifts. So if she did end up actually having bipolar, I wouldn't be surprised because, boy, she seemed to be a talented lady. And so one article that kind of caught my eye on Slate.com was titled, "Suicide Hotlines Provide a Critical Service, But They Can't Make Up for America's Broken Mental Health Care System." And they cite Kate Spade's suicide, and they say many people are struggling with depression and suicidal thoughts. The New York Times had included a phone number for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline in its news story announcing Spade's death and a link pointing towards additional resources. And I'm a huge fan of suicide hotlines, but doesn't do enough. You know, crisis hotlines are crucial, but we can't use those as a bandage on a gaping wound. And I see a lot more depression than unfortunately we should be seeing. And you have people very distraught. You have people that know how to hide it. You have people that are out there compensating in different ways. And they may not realize they're depressed. You know, I don't think I have ever suffered from depression. I've been in a funk. I've had bad days. I've had bad breakups. I've had bad things happen to me. But I've never been in a full-blown depression with weeks at a time. However, I may be sad or in a funk more often than I would realize, but I don't realize it because I may hit the carps. I may tell my husband, I'm going to go to the grocery store, and I'm going to get some Hostess cupcakes. And he's like, fine. He knows now. Being married 20 years, he knows. 21 years, back off. If she wants chocolate, let her have it. It doesn't matter if my pants are splitting at the seam. If my baby wants chocolate, I better let her have it. And I go, I'll get some chocolate, I'll eat, and I'll feel better. Even though that's not how you treat depression, and obviously I didn't have full-blown depression, if that helped me. But what about those who just don't eat one? And they've turned to food because they actually have underlying depression. Or alcohol. Or something else. You know, it's interesting. This Is Us is a pretty successful show. I'm still on season one. And I guess the Kate is the one who's overweight. And she went to a immersion program. What some people would call a fat farm. I hate that term. But she went to an immersion program. And she's thinking it's going to be like The Biggest Loser with a bunch of, you know, coaches yelling at you, making you throw up when you exercise and not eat. And instead, there was a lot of mental health and spirituality and looking at your inner issues. And at first, she looks at it like it's a waste of time, but I got it. I got it right off the bat. Because if you aren't solving why you're eating, then you're just going to gain the weight right back. You could have gastric bypass. you could have gastric sleeve, you could do, you know, the balloon, gastric balloon, which unfortunately now the FDA is getting involved because there's been some deaths. So you could do a whole variety of things. You could get liposuction, which still doesn't help. Liposuction just sculpts. There's a whole variety of things people can do, wear Spanx. But until you address the underlying issue as to why you're eating, you are going to always be overweight. And what a lot of people don't realize is they may have underlying depression. Oh, Dr. Wax, that's a bunch of baloney. Quit your psychobabble. You know what? I'm not psychoanalyzing you all. That's for you guys to decide. But do you go to food when you're sad? And do you do that a lot? Maybe you forget that you're sad because you're able to distract yourself with food. Or you go to the scotch or the beer. Or you go to the gym. I see some people work out like crazy. And, yes, you do have to become obsessive when it comes to working out. Otherwise, you skip a day. And you just can't. I can't skip a day. If I skip a day, I'm screwed. So I have to be on it. But some people will really immerse themselves. Well, do they do that because they're depressed? There's a lot of people out there that go to exercise. Now, that may be good. That may be a good way to treat it and good for you. But you need to sometimes call it, you know, call it like it is. And if it starts to overwhelm you, get it treated. You know, in my practice, there were a lot of men who were married who I believed had been gay. And they were not ready to come out, and I was not ready to bring the subject up with them, and I didn't think they wanted me to. And I would see them immerse themselves with exercise, not because they wanted to go to the gym to meet people. They were committed to their relationship. They were committed to their marriage. But they maybe had some underlying issues. And they would go to the gym, and they would project it into their exercise regimen. And they were fit, and they looked great. And then when a few of them actually got a divorce, decided to go for the lifestyle that they wanted, and be with the person or people that they wanted to be with, I noticed them not go to the gym as much. And so that's how I could tell that some people would be using that as a way to treat depression. So the reason why I bring this up is, no, keep working out, keep eating. Okay, if you want to enjoy a beer every now and then, I'm fine with that. But don't misdiagnose yourself or underdiagnose yourself. Because when the poop hits the fan, if you have underlying depression, that is where you are going to bottom out. And unfortunately, you can bottom out to the point where you decide to take your life. I mean, Robin Williams. Did he have depression? Did he suffer from depression? Some people think he had bipolar. Some people blame drugs. Sometimes people go to drugs to treat their bipolar. You know, when you have underlying issues, you may be like, I can handle it, I got this, and something bad happens. And then something bad happens, and you're like, you know what, I can't handle it, I'm done. And nobody wants to go to the doctor when they have many issues. Like, you know, when I get a paper cut, I'm not going to go to the doctor. If it gets infected and I think I'm going to lose my finger, then I show up to the doctor. Well, that's too late. Well, same thing with your moods. This is why I'm such a huge fan of psychologists. You could be very, very healthy and feeling great. And a psychologist will open their doors to you saying, yes, please, let's talk. Chiropractors, we talk about going to a chiropractor. Don't wait till you can't move your back or you wake up with such a stiff neck that you can't even drive. Make sure you go for regular visits so you're aligned. What about the dentist? You're supposed to go for a cleaning twice a year. How many of you guys are doing that? All right, 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
President Trump applauded Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's decision to cancel most of the Senate's August recess. McConnell blamed the Democrats for obstruction and delaying the Senate's agenda. Also today on Capitol Hill, U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says President Trump should not consider pardoning himself. USA Radio Network's Washington correspondent Chris Barnes has more.
Reporters were pressing the Republican House Speaker about the president's claim this week that he has the absolute authority to pardon himself.
Obviously, the answer is he shouldn't, and no one is above the law.
After making that statement, Ryan did not take follow-up questions. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The attorney for former FBI Director Andrew McCabe told Senator Chuck Grassley that his client is eager to testify before a Senate Judiciary Committee, although it should be worth noting that McCabe said the only way he would testify is if he gets immunity or he would be pleading the Fifth. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So our animals, or any animal, whether it's our pets or not, have conversations around us. We know this. We know. I know my cats talk about me. I've seen them do it all the time. I remember one cat, I accidentally stepped on her tail. I didn't know her tissue was right there under my foot as I got off the treadmill. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what's your stupid tissue doing there? I'm sorry. Oh, baby girl, I'm sorry. And all of a sudden, Big Shake, you know, Shake's the main leader of the cats, the male, you know, comes into the room. And it appears he calls her over without making a sound. She runs over, and then they do the little whisker tick, the little Morse code with their whiskers. So she tells him what happened. And then he looks at me. And he looks at me mad, angrily. And she looks at me angrily, too. I'm like, what did you guys just say? I didn't even hear you go, meow. You obviously communicated with each other. Well, scientists are watching this. And a new study by European researchers reported that all animals actually have conversations very similar to us in the way they take turns. They say songbirds wait 50 milliseconds to reply. Sperm whales wait 2 seconds to reply. Humans wait 200 milliseconds to respond. And what's very interesting is humans, if they interrupt each other or talk over each other, it's considered rude in our society. That same social code, according to the Inquisitor.com, applies to animals, including birds. The study found that black-capped chickadees and European starlings avoid overlaps when talking. The study also revealed that animals use what's called a Lombard reflex. The Lombard reflex is when one changes the volume, pitch, or speed in order to be heard better over background noise. Now, I make fun of a lot of studies when I think it's a waste of money, but I like this one because I like animals. I think that's cool. And the findings were a collaboration between British, Danish, and German researchers who probably interrupted each other. I'm sure they interrupted each other to the gill. Oh, now what's going on here? Oh, okay, now I got a volume issue. So, the study was published in the Royal Society of Biological Sciences. And what the scientists hope is they want to, they say, they want to see if there's a comparison between different species. And the ultimate goal is to facilitate large-scale systemic cross-species comparisons to allow researchers to trace the evolutionary history of this, like, turn-taking behavior, taking turns, and to address long-standing questions about the origins of human language. Now, humans have been fascinated with animal communication, and we want to engage with animals. So right now, people are working on pet translators. Really, Amazon is reportedly working on a pet translator. And some researchers believe that within the next 10 years, we will have a device that will allow us to translate to animals. Now, I am very nervous about my cats and dogs knowing what I think and hearing what I have to say. Because I know when I talk to them, they only understand a part of it. I'm like, you want to eat? It's time to eat. Yeah, they understand that. You want a treat? They understand that. I'm like, you're so stupid. They get that. Go time for bed. They get that. But if I'm talking to my husband about the cat and how he's pooping and peeing up the place and I can't wait till we have to put him down, I don't want him to understand that. And once we have translating abilities, then we're going to have species evolving to not need these translators. And I really, really believe that animals understand a lot more than we give them credit for. And I still cannot get past that one study saying our cats want to kill us. And the only reason why cats don't kill us in our sleep is because they're too small. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, in Hawaii, boiling hot lava is still pouring out. And it's consuming hundreds of homes and now has inundated Hawaii's picturesque Kapoho Bay. Kapoho Bay was a playland for water sports, and it was just a beautiful area where people could, I guess, surf and beach and all that. Unfortunately, now it's an ominous field of molten rock. Lava has been oozing through fissures miles from Kilauea volcano. It has overwhelmed communities of vacation land and Kapoho Bay lots. Even the vacation home of Hawaii County Mayor Harry Kim. Apparently, the other day was the most destructive day since it last started erupting May 3rd. So we're talking about a month. Now, Kapoho Bay is now basically a lava flow. What's going to happen in the future, we still don't know. We don't know if the volcano is stable. Or we don't know if it's going to blow again. The lava that covers the bay is being broken apart by waves and by contraction as the lava is cooled by the waters. And remember, lava touching the water makes lays, and this produces hydrochloric acid, and it's something we don't want to breathe in or be around. So it's not a very healthy situation. Now, they interviewed a Tracy Gregg, associate professor of geology and volcano expert at the University of Buffalo. You wonder why she isn't in Hawaii. I mean, I'm sure she's in Hawaii now. But I guess they have volcanic experts in Buffalo. And she says, whatever happens, Kapoho will never be a cute little bait again. She said, all the islands of the chain started out as nothing, as lava flow. This is how they were formed in the first place. This is how they grow. And I get the lava flows, and then where the lava flows, it'll make new land. I get that. We just don't want that to happen while there's people. So we're praying for the people that live there. We understand that thousands of residents of the Big Islands Puna District have had to evacuate. Residents of Leilani Estates were ordered out weeks ago. Kapo'o Beach Vacation Land were also evacuated. Now some residents that might not have been reached could still be there. The developments were slowly overrun by lava. Many residents may never be able to, you know, go back to their new home. The new land being formed by lava may not be livable on for a long time. And, you know, Hawaii, we understand, is a volcano. It's that's why it's so gorgeous. That's why it's one of the most amazing states that we have. Unfortunately, it's pretty deadly. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Melanoma risk is actually greater for middle-aged men than women. And they say by age 65, men are twice as likely as women of the same age to get deadly melanoma. Now, we've talked about melanoma. Of all the skin cancers, melanoma is the deadliest. You have basal cell carcinoma, which is kind of cute. Little pink, pearly. They look like things you could just scoop out with your finger. They can be deadly, but it's rare to die from a basal cell. Squamous cell carcinoma is worse than basal in terms of it can spread, it can metastasize, it could kill you. They seem to be more flaky, not as cute looking. When you scratch them, they bleed, they just don't go away. So squamous cell carcinomas, we've seen, they're pretty common. And then melanoma, not as common, but it's the most deadly, are the ones where you can have variegated colors of red or brown or black moles. They won't look symmetrical. Their borders will be funny looking. They'll look chaotic. They'll have different colors. Their diameter could get bigger. They may evolve. They may grow fast. The A, B, C, D, E, F. And these melanomas are many times in places that aren't even sun-related. They could be on the bottom of your tush, near your genitals, etc. And men seem to be at higher risk. Now, is it because they get more UV exposure? Is it because they are less likely to watch their body? Is it because they have more hair, so things get covered up? But they say by age 50, men are more likely than women to develop melanoma, according to the American Academy of Dermatology. They say 9,500 people are diagnosed with some form of skin cancer every single day. In 2018, over 178,000 Americans are expected to be diagnosed with melanoma. And it is preventable if you protect the skin, and curable if you catch it early. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of us take in caffeine, whether it's in the form of an energy drink or in the form of coffee. And we actually have a study telling us how much we should consume and when to take it to achieve peak alertness. And this was an algorithm developed by U.S. Army researchers. They have some of the coolest studies out there, can I just say? And this takes into account people's sleep schedules and identifies how much caffeine they should consume and when to receive optimal alertness. And researchers found that by using this algorithm, they can improve our performance on an attention task by up to 64%, even if we were consuming the same amount of caffeine as we did before, meaning it's the right place at the right time when it comes to our caffeine. The study also found that if we follow the algorithm's dosing schedule, we could reduce our caffeine consumption by 65% and still achieve the same level of performance. So, according to the Army researcher, they say we developed algorithms that work together. They essentially allow us to determine at the individual level when and how much individuals should take caffeine to achieve peak performance. So, Dr. Jock Reifman, director of the DoD Technology High Performance Computing Software Applications Institute at the U.S. Army Medical Research and Material Command in Fort Detrick, Maryland, better known as U.S. Army ERMC. All right, those are the letters, initials. For example, they say if you're a student who has been sleep deprived for the last week while cramming for an upcoming exam, the algorithm aims to tell you when to take your caffeine so you're alert. All right, so when is it? I've been reading this. It doesn't say. They just have an algorithm. Can you please tell us when? I got all excited. I thought I read somewhere that they were going to tell us where. They say the effectiveness of caffeine depends not just on how much you consume, but when you consume it. For a sleep-deprived person, they say a single cup of coffee in the morning may not prevent. Okay, so when do we drink our caffeine? I guess this algorithm depends on who you are, when you sleep. Oh, come on, just give us the algorithm, we'll figure it out. They said in one study, participants consumed 400 milligrams of caffeine at the same time each day for 5 days for a total of 2,000 milligrams. But because the participants were sleep-deprived, getting just 5 hours of sleep, they accumulated a sleep debt that further hurt their performance. Okay, so even though they're not sharing the algorithm, I see what they want us to do. They want us, depending on our bodies, depending on our environment, depending on what we do and our habits, to put that into their calculation. Gets computed, and then it tells us when we're supposed to drink our caffeine. I am just blown away at how much of a, what's it called when you get all excited and then, well, I don't want to say. Anyway, that was a disappointment. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a man was awake for 90 minutes during CPR. Did you guys hear about this? He was awake during a CPR and conscious of it for 90 minutes. So now this finding suggests that maybe we need to sedate you during the CPR, which is kind of interesting because you're not really supposed to be doing CPR unless there's no pulse. But the fact that somebody could be without a pulse and conscious means we need to maybe redefine pulseless unconsciousness. According to Dr. Rune Lungsgaard from Herlev Hospital's Department of Anesthesiologists in Copenhagen, Denmark, at this time, we, the medical profession, are not attending to the pain we cause, nor are we aware of the patient's levels of consciousness during CPR. This should be an area of future research. So this new case involved a 69-year-old man. He had suffered cardiac arrest in the hospital. Medical staff began CPR with chest compressions and 100% oxygen through a mask. By the time the cardio resuscitation team arrived, the patient's blood oxygen level was 100% and he had a high level of awareness. He opened his eyes. He was able to move his head and his limbs. Now, the man was intubated. An airway was cleared. He was given epinephrine every 3 to 5 minutes to try to restore a pulse and normal blood circulation. So he didn't have a pulse. Now, some of you are thinking, well, what the heck? The guy's moving. His eyes are open. He's alive. What the heck were they doing CPR for? Well, apparently he had an aortic dissection. An aortic dissection is where one of the layers of the aorta, the main arterial or the main artery, starts to dissect, starts to split. And you know how with traffic you could go to a new lane? Blood will go into the new lane because there's no traffic there. And as they go into the new lane, they push. And they make more of a dissection, and they open up that lane even more. The problem is the main highway needs the traffic. It needs the blood to get to the other parts of the body. And if you start filling up the wall of the artery with blood, you're basically bleeding into a different area, and the blood doesn't go to where, it's like an internal bleeding in a way. Sometimes these aortic dissections can even rupture and break. So you don't live usually through something like that. And the CPR was continued for 90 minutes. So this report was scheduled for presentation Monday at the Euro Anesthesia Congress in Copenhagen. And they say his high level of awareness throughout the whole hour and a half suggests that the efforts were highly effective. It also means that maybe stopping CPR after an hour and a half may raise ethical questions, because if he was conscious at the time, or if somebody's conscious, just because there's no pulse may not necessarily mean they're dead. Now, this is rare. This is very rare. And so the idea of having to sedate a person who already doesn't have a pulse is kind of counterintuitive. But they say that a previous study found 2% of cardiac arrest survivors exhibit full awareness during CPR. And undergoing CPR, shirt ripped open, people pounding on your chest, people going, hurry up, give me the guy starting epinephrine. Kicking the epinephrine in, and that could give you a jolt. The AED, or the defibrillator, or giving you an electric shock. You're feeling that. That could be torture to somebody. Now, we tell ourselves, all right, look, you know, we're saving a life. So when we're saving a life, we're going to do what we have to do. But as an ER doc, we still want to make sure somebody was comfortable. Them being in pain or them being frightened doesn't help the situation. So like, for example, if you have, let's say, a broken limb, and I am worried about you, you know, losing blood or, you know, starting to lose blood flow to the extremity, I mean, I'm going to want to set that pretty quickly. But if I could give you something to relax you or something for the pain, I'll do it simultaneously. I'll tell somebody to give you morphine while I'm sitting in the lake. So we are concerned, even if something's life-threatening, we are concerned about your comfort. Just 90 minutes, an hour and a half, that's a lot. Now, we've taught you guys about CPR. We'll review it again on another show. But I suggest that everybody learns basic CPR. I suggest every workplace has an AED, so that if we do have to defibrillator, if somebody does need to get a shock, they can. We also suggest that people get good cardiac checkups, so hopefully they don't have the heart attack. But it's frightening. You know, they talk about post-traumatic stress disorder. Ariana Grande, she's the singer who, during the Manchester concert, there was that horrific killing, 22 people, including children, killed in that attack. She said she has post-traumatic stress disorder. The aftermath of this has been gruesome. The attack happened May 22nd, 2017, dozens wounded, multiple people dead, and she's still dealing with it. We'll talk about post-traumatic stress disorder soon. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.